This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
April 22nd, pandemic.news update. We found ourselves in this weird alternate reality where a lot of preppers and pro-Trump people and, you know, conservatives and so on, pro-liberty people, have somehow decided that masks are bad to wear in the middle of a pandemic. And I was trying to think about ways to really get this point across to people. And so I decided to do this podcast, which is that, you know, a lot of us for many years, I'm a prepper. You know, I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. I voted for Trump. I'm a pro-liberty guy. And for years, you know, we've talked about the right gear and how important it is to have the right gear in the right circumstances and situations. Like if you have a power outage and you need some clean water, what do you need? Well, you need a water filter, a gravity water filter, like a Berkey filter, for example. And similarly, if you have a power outage, you need a flashlight, you know, to deal with it because you need some light at night. Well, what if you're a firefighter and you're going into a commercial building fire? What do you need? Oh, you need a fire coat and a fire mask, a respirator, you know, and a helmet. You need the right gear. You're not going to go into a fire as a firefighter and just scream, "I'm pro-liberty, I don't need protection," and just rush into the fire without oxygen and a fire coat, right? But what about police officers? You know, they've got gear. A lot of cops, especially SWAT team cops, maybe they wear a ballistic vest. They're going into a gang-infested area, a lot of shootings happening. They're not going to say, "Oh, I believe in freedom. I don't wear bulletproof vests when I engage gangbangers wielding AK-47s or whatever." Hopefully, I guess you'd have to have a level 4 plate if you're going to engage AK-47s. But I mean, at least wear a 3A vest, you know, just to stop the 9mm rounds that are coming at you from the gangbangers. But I've never heard a soldier, and I've trained with lots of soldiers and former, you know, military and Navy SEALs, special ops and people like that. I've never heard a soldier say to me, "Well, when we go to battle, when we're kicking in doors in Afghanistan, because we believe in liberty, we don't wear chest rigs. You know, in fact, we don't even carry spare mags for our rifles because we believe it's more freedom to not have gear." You know, but then in America, conservatives, a lot of conservatives and Trump supporters and pro-liberty people, they're all saying, "Well, in the middle of a pandemic, masks are bad." I'm like, wow, how did you arrive at that conclusion? And this just shows you the twisted narratives of tribalism, of being part of a political party that's turned people into idiots instead of preppers. They've managed to convince preppers to not prep for a pandemic. It's amazing. I mean, in January, China was buying every N95 mask they could find anywhere on the planet, you know, and lots of us were buying masks and personal protection equipment, you know, latex gloves, plastic sheeting and duct tape and all kinds of stuff, right? And most of us have some level of stockpiled ammunition or firearms or gold and silver, whatever, all kinds of different scenarios that we prep for as preppers. We don't just all of a sudden one day say, "Oh, no, it's bad to have gear. Gear is bad." It's like in the middle of a financial collapse, you wouldn't just say, "It's bad to have gold." Or in the middle of a shooting civil war, you wouldn't say, "It's bad to have ammo." So how in the middle of a pandemic are people saying it's bad to wear a mask? It's nuts. It's totally nuts. But that's exactly what's happening. So I'd like you to think about all the situations where it's appropriate, you know, to have the right gear. Like, let's say you're just driving in a vehicle. Seatbelts. I'm wondering, are these anti-mask people, are they now not wearing seatbelts? Or are they just a living contradiction where they wear a seatbelt to the rally, get out of the car in a pandemic and say, "I'm not wearing a mask because freedom, you know, give me freedom or give me death." Well, dude, you just wore a freaking seatbelt in your car to get to the rally. I thought you believed in freedom. Why are you wearing a seatbelt? In fact, why do you have airbags? Why do you have anti-lock brakes? Oh, you mean because that's safety gear that might save your life in the middle of an unexpected event? You see, if you see people who aren't wearing masks, but they're wearing seatbelts, fraud, fraudsters, intellectually dishonest people. Seatbelts are good for saving lives, but masks are not. Think about a mask as a seatbelt for your face in the middle of a pandemic, you know? In fact, if you go out in a crowd right now in certain cities, like, you know, East Coast, New York City, or certain areas in California and so on, you have a much greater risk of being infected with coronavirus than getting in a car accident. Much greater risk. So wearing a mask makes way more sense than wearing a seatbelt. And yet you have these people. It's just incredible. They have managed to deceive themselves into thinking that gear is bad. So I got an idea. How about this? If you think gear is bad, give me all your gear. Yeah, I'll take your rifle. I'll take your ammo. I'll take your silver. I'll take your water filter. Yeah, if gear is bad, then what? Why do you have any gear? Why are you a prepper at all? I guess food is bad too, in the middle of a famine or something. Yeah, there's like a food collapse happening, and I guess these people are like, I'm going to be free. No food for me. That should be their slogan. And as I've pointed out before, just because you're free doesn't mean that you should do everything that freedom allows you to do, such as leaping off a tall building or driving your car off a cliff or something, or stabbing yourself in the gut with a samurai sword. I mean, you have the freedom to commit harikiri, or however that's pronounced. You have the freedom to drive a car off the highway and roll it 27 times, but it doesn't mean that that's a good thing to do. You have the freedom to run around society naked. You could just say, I'm free. No shirt, no shoes, no whitey-tighties. Look at my man titties running around society. I'm free. Doesn't mean you should do it. Why do you wear pants? No, seriously. We should ask these protesters who are anti-mask people, why are you wearing pants? If you believe in freedom, shouldn't you be hanging free? You know, shouldn't you be all the way free? Why are you wearing pants? Why do you have sunglasses that block UV light? I thought you believed in freedom. Shouldn't your eyes have the freedom to experience all the wavelengths of sunlight? I thought you believed in freedom. And here you are wearing clothes and sunglasses and putting on a seatbelt. Shame on you. You know, this is what it's come to. You know, freedom is a funny thing. I always say freedom comes with responsibility. And the only way that we can defend freedom and maintain it is to use it responsibly. I mean, yes, exercise it. Exercise free speech. Exercise our Second Amendment rights. Exercise, you know, the right to travel and be responsible. You know, if you have a vehicle, make sure your brakes work so that you don't run around your local town slamming into other vehicles because your brakes don't work. That's not a good thing. That's not responsible. You should make sure you have a safe vehicle. It's kind of just an adult thing to do, right? Same thing about firearms. If you have a firearm, practice firearm safety. You know, keep your finger off the trigger, you trigger lunatics. Finger off the trigger. Don't point the gun in an unsafe direction unless you want to kill whatever you're pointing it at. Make sure you know what's behind your target, right? Assume all firearms are loaded. Don't shoot your feet when a hot round cooks off of your AR-15, right? Practice gun safety. Why? Because you're responsible. Yeah, you have the freedom to have an AR-15 or whatever you want, an AK-47, an LR-308. You have the freedom to have all kinds of cool stuff. Try not to shoot your feet off with it accidentally or somebody else's feet as you're, you know, reholstering your Glock with your finger on the trigger. Boom. Oh, yeah, you've got the freedom to shoot a 9mm round through your buttocks. Doesn't mean that's a smart thing to do. So when I hear people screaming about freedom, you know, give me liberty or give me death, that's great. I love the liberty part, but you are going to die if you're stupid. And the universe will give you death if you're stupid. I prefer to say, give me liberty and give me life. Give me liberty and life. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I don't want to die from some stupidity. I don't want to die from a lack of water because I didn't have a water filter. I don't want to die in a firearm shootout because I didn't bring a ballistic vest. I don't want to die in a fire because I don't have firefighting, you know, fireproof clothing and a helmet or whatever. I don't want to die in a car crash because I was too stupid to put on my seatbelt. You see, freedom comes with, it should come with some common sense. When I was young, I had, I don't know, it was kind of like a step uncle, I guess. And this guy would never wear a seatbelt. He just refused to wear a seatbelt. And he would say things like, those things will kill you. this is back in the 70s when I was a kid. It was like, don't wear seatbelts. They're a scam. They'll kill you. And I'm like, how do the seatbelts kill you? He says, you'll get trapped. You'll get trapped in the seatbelt and you can't get out. That's like people today saying masks don't protect you from a pandemic. And they say, oh, nobody's dying from a pandemic. That's like saying that seatbelts kill people. Now, okay, you could point to some obscure single event or something where somebody died because their car got in a crash, the car caught on fire, and their seatbelt was jammed. I'm sure that has happened. But by and large, the number of people saved by a seatbelt versus the number of people trapped by a seatbelt, it's probably like 1,000 to 1. I don't know the exact number, but it's a very high number. Seatbelts save lives for the simple reason that they prevent you from smashing your stupid face into the windshield. And if you don't believe me, you should go look at the car accident photos that are online of people who didn't wear seatbelts and how they got ejected through the front windshield. Oh, that's a beauty. Look, you're flying. Give me liberty or give me death. I guess you chose death. I guess you did get what you wanted. Maybe you should wear a seatbelt. Maybe you shouldn't drive like a lunatic through a residential neighborhood when it's raining or sleeting, you know? Freedom comes with responsibility. We should make good choices and preserve our freedom at the same time. And it is possible. It's very easy to do, just like I'm doing right now. I'm exercising my free speech. And if I were to go into a crowd, I would wear a mask. I walk into a store, I wear a mask. I've got a mask that hooks over your ears and it's an American flag. Pretty cool. So I'm making a freedom statement at the same time that I'm acting like an adult. It's so simple. So I don't know what we're going to see next. Maybe these anti-mask people, if you follow them home, they'll be mowing their yard with a push mower while wearing sandals. That's dangerous for your toes, but boy, it sure does feel free to wear sandals on that spring grass, walking around your yard in sandals with a lawnmower running. Yeah, not too bright, but I guess you can say, give me freedom or give me a stump foot. Because that's what will eventually happen. You'll slip on some wet grass and one foot will go right under the mower. Brrrr-mo! This little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home and you no longer have half your foot. That's not smart. There's all kinds of ways to get jacked up, to get injured, to get hurt, to get killed. All kinds of ways. People taking selfies, climbing on the edges of tall buildings. Look at my selfie, slip. Ah! Wow, that's an amazing selfie. Especially the splatter effect was really just amazing. How did you do that? Hello? You know, people fall off mountains taking selfies. People walk into traffic taking selfies. And I thought we used to mock those people because it's kind of funny in a Darwinian kind of way. It's like, these people decided to remove themselves from the gene pool. But is it any less stupid to be at a protest crowd in the middle of a pandemic without a mask? That's just as stupid. I mean, there's no other word for it, folks. There's no other word for it. So I guess we now have the anti-prepper movement forming, which I find fascinating. So anti-preppers, like, gear is bad. Have no gear. Okay. Well, then you should eBay all the gear that you own so that other people can have it, people who actually want to live. By the way, since crazy things are coming, civil war, I don't know, World War III, EMP attack, crop failures, maybe the anti-preppers will give up their food supply for somebody else to eat and live. I don't know. But I'm not giving up my gear. I think gear is important. Got a PVS 14, you know, for night vision, to run night patrols. It's very useful to run night patrols in the middle of a societal collapse. Are these people going to give up their night vision? No, they love night vision, but they hate masks. I just wonder if, and this is kind of the final point here, if these people end up having to have surgery, let's say one day, and they're in the hospital having surgery for something like, I don't know, coronary bypass surgery, crack open the sternum, replumb the heart, something like that. Are they going to tell their doctors, hey, doc, don't wear a mask when you're working on me because masks don't work? You gonna tell them that? Hey, have all the nurses and the anesthesiologists and all the physicians, assistants, and everybody, no masks. When you open up my chest cavity, no masks. And the doctor's going to say, are you freaking mad? Why would you not want us to wear a mask? And then as a patient, are they going to say, because I believe in liberty. I want all the germs in my chest cavity because I'm pro-liberty. Damn it. Give me liberty or give me death. And the doctor will say, how about we give you an infection? Because the reason we're wearing masks is so that we don't infect you with our germs. That's why doctors and surgeons wear masks, by the way. And that's the same reason why wearing masks helps prevent infections in the middle of a pandemic. Go figure. Because masks work for all faces. Every face that has a mouth can benefit from wearing a mask in the middle of a pandemic or in surgery. So I challenge the anti-mask people. Stop wearing seatbelts. Go naked. Take off all your clothes. Go naked. Give up your water filter, your chest rig, your ballistic vest, your AR-15, your bullets, your ammo, your gold, your silver. And if you ever end up in the hospital, make sure you tell doctors not to wear masks around you because you believe in freedom. There you go. And that kind of summarizes the level of delusion and stupidity that I'm seeing right now in these public protests. Or alternatively, maybe we could be intelligent adults and we could protest with masks. We could exercise our First Amendment with precautions. We could understand the importance of survival gear, and we could use that gear appropriately to reduce the risk of infections and hospitalizations and deaths so that we could reopen the economy safely, confidently, and get America back on track as we behave like free adults who are also responsible. There's a thought. What an incredible idea. I'm sure I will be banned from Facebook for suggesting such a thing. I'll probably be banned from all independent media appearances too, for even recording this podcast, for daring to say that masks work. I will be banned. Mark my words. Because we are now living in a time of totally brain-damaged, delusional, independent media, conservative media, what have you, who are all claiming that masks don't work. But that's what they asked for. That's what they begged for. Give me liberty or give me death. You're going to get your wish. Hey, I don't know about you, but if there's a chemical attack, I want to have a gas mask with a cartridge that filters out the chemical attack. But I guess now the new thing, the pro-Trump thing now is no more gas masks in the middle of a chemical attack because masks are bad. Even gas masks, I guess. Crazy times. These are crazy times. But I'm going to check eBay to see if there's a whole bunch of ballistic vests for sale really cheap right now because I guess people should be getting rid of them since they don't believe in gear anymore. That's great. I'll load up on them. You can never have too many ballistic vests and too much ammo or too much gold and so on. You can never have too much of that stuff. So I will be stocking up as the other anti-prepper, anti-mask people are unloading all their gear. And they will regret it if they live long enough to. We'll see what happens. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And I appreciate listening. Some of this is, of course, a little bit sarcastic, said in jest. Don't take it all so seriously, okay? Some of this is just, you know, prodding people a little bit to get people to think about what they're doing. I love liberty and I love people who have the courage to protest. Let's just do it intelligently, okay? That's all. Let's do it intelligently. Let's not spread a pandemic. Thank you for listening. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine,
colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.